Now we come to the last of the great kings. And this man, Josiah, was a great king. Not only was he a great king, the greatest revival took place during the time of his reign. Will you notice now, verse 1, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. Notice how young these kings are? Why are they so young when they begin? Well, Papa got killed. God removed him. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jedidah, and she's the daughter of Adiah of Boscath. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. And he walked in all the way of David his father, and he turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. Now the sun's come up again. The light is shining again in the land. Now this man begins a movement that led to the greatest revival these people ever had after David and Solomon. Now, there are certain things that we want to say that are important about revival. I believe the first thing we all need as Christians to recognize is revival is personal and individual. I don't think that it will begin as a mass movement. I don't think it ever has in the past, by the way. You go back and look at the great revivals in the past, and very candidly, I'm of the opinion that you'll discover that they began with certain individuals. My firm conviction today is that the only thing that can save our nation at this time is revival. It's either revival or revolution. I'm confident it has to be one or the other in this dark hour in which we have come as a nation. So I want us to look at it, because our nation needs a revival. There is corruption in government at all levels. There's corruption in all organizations. Immorality and lawlessness abound. Sex and liquor, drugs, filthy magazines, foul pictures, scandals and riots. And this nation right now is wallowing like a pig in the swine sty. We're like the prodigal in a far country, in the pig pen, down with the pigs. And it's revival or revolution that stares us in the face. Creeping socialism, political parties willing to sell the birthright of this nation in order to stay in power, and the church under the blight of apostasy. Liberalism controls the organized church. And there is a brazen denial of the Word of God, even in so-called evangelical circles. And the Word of God's been lost in the church. There are atheists today in the pulpit, and that's what had happened in that day. It's quite interesting. You listen to these folk on television and radio from all walks of life, and you've got to be an oddball to get on television today. As you well know, you've got to have some weird sort of thing. Everybody that you hear, they've got to plan a program to get you and me straightened out and to get us to do something. And the trouble of it is, I'm being taxed to death. I don't know about you, but this is going to have to come to an end one of these days. So that today, all of them, they're telling everybody else, but they're doing nothing for themselves. And as I listen to some of these weirdos, I think that probably a revival could help them. And if they'd only get straightened out, be a lesson to us. Revival is personal, and that's where it'll have to begin. It's not a mass movement. This man, King Josiah, right at the top, had to get straightened out. And what we need today is not politicians calling other politicians crooks. It's one politician saying, I've been wrong, and I'm going to get right with God. That would be such a strange thing that I'm afraid it would frighten the nation if it happened. But it's what we need today. We need some man to say, my heart is fixed, oh God, my heart is fixed.